At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
What's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Good Influences. Mike is still here. And for those
and
who missed last
queer.
Week's episode...
Okay. He's not leaving. Just kidding.
No.
He's still leaving.
If you missed last week's, I made an announcement that I will be moving back to New York. But I'm still here for now. Erin may have found me an apartment to live in, one of her friends. We'll see. I would be taking over, not moving in with her friends. That would be crazy.
Well, if you guys need a roommate? So I literally was like, I want to take over the lease just so I can...
Have that place?
Yeah. It's... So amazing.
This would be a dream if it works out. And then I don't even need to like, okay. Anyway, so I'm still here. Matt's still here. Although Matt's going to be gone next episode.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes, so, I will be going to, where will I be? Croatia?
Greece.
Or Sheesh. Greece. Yeah,
Greece
or
Paris.
Croatia. Sheesh. I'm not going to Paris anymore.
Bonjour.
Oh right.
You're not for the 2 days?
No, because I have a Taco Bell event I need to attend. So Patricia's going to Paris without me.
By yourself? Like,
yes, which I'm so worried about.
Why?
By yourself?
Could the movie Taken?
We almost got fully mugged in Paris the first time.
Yeah.
And it was,
and I don't want to say Paris
so
is an unsafe city, but
really
every
scary.
Movie I have seen,
and I was
there's
with
always
a man.
Conflict in Paris.
Uh-huh. Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm just like, you better be walking around like you are a French local girl and you know where you're going and
blonde
all of
hair,
that.
Blonde hair, blue-eyed, white Patricia.
I want
local.
Her to just like put on big sunglasses and a scarf.
Stay
and,
strapped, girl.
Oh, I'm yeah. I guess put on a, yeah, like a little Amelie.
Oh my gosh, she's so
meet,
brave.
I want her to meet up with friends or just make sure she's.
I thought you were going to say, would she meet someone?
Yeah, but I'm going to meet her in Dubrovnik with. My brother and his wife and my wife's sister and her husband.
Oh, fun.
Is anybody else going to be in Paris when she's there or she's just there solo?
I think
some, sister?
She does have like a friend of hers
no,
who lives there.
Kevin's wife's sister.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Sorry.
I think I may have said
I don't
my
know.
Wife's sister.
Sorry, I was just trying to connect all the people.
Yep.
Connect the dots.
And then, do Greece and all of that. It'll be fun. Croatia, though, yeah.
Me
that's
Greece?
Where, going to Dubrovnik. What's that?
Nothing.
Do you know where in Greece?
Three different islands, I think.
Okay. Yeah,
Amina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria.
We actually bought a, what did they call them? A travel agent?
Yeah.
You bought a travel agent?
Like what? Like I just bought
How much
her.
Was he?
You like paid a travel agent.
Paid a travel agent. Like 200, 300 bucks to like book your hotels, your itinerary and everything. Just make it a little stress-free. Should I have not done that?
ChatGPT.
Yeah.
When I went to Greece last year, we just ChatGPT. We're like, we're three people in our early 30s. You know, we want to do XYZ.
This wasn't my
we
decision.
We don't want to go to places that are going to be so crazy.
Right.
Like the
no influencers.
This was just somebody that Patricia's like uncle has used many, many times. And he
raved
about her. And it's like awesome.
You didn't go on TikTok and find a 23-year-old travel agent?
No.
Purchased her outright.
It's nice. She gave us like a whole pitch deck and everything about how like the whole vacation will be, which is kind of nice.
Oh,
that's
fun.
Nice. Yeah. That'd be
which
nice.
Really
I'd rather
cool.
that. Someone do it for me.
Greece is great. Wear sunscreen.
Of course.
The sun...
I had skin cancer.
I know. I'm just reminding you.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be hot AF.
Hot as folk.
But Greece is great. Get a Greek salad every place you go. And then rate which one was your favorite.
You don't like Greek salads?
I eat it all the time.
No. You have not. Dude, when you go
I
there.
I married into a Greek family. We have Greek salads. I have a Greek salad once every 2 weeks. And then when I'm like in Birmingham, I'm having it every night.
With so American
yeah,
salad.
Yeah,
maybe it's not
food.
Been a true Greek salad. So
there's something about the salad and the cheese and the oil. It's all coming from Greece. And it's like a real dude. Oh, it's going
to
be great.
I know. I mean, I'll eat it.
Has
I
she
just
been
have
to
had
Greece
it a
before?
Lot. She has not. She's finally getting to go to the motherland.
Wow. Wait, that's exciting. Has her parents been there?
You know what? I don't think they have, but they're going to be there right after us for like 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
On like a boat.
Wow.
Good for them.
On a boat.
Have you been to Croatia before?
I've never been to Croatia before.
You know what language they speak in Croatia?
Croatian.
Is it Lithuanian or Hungarian?
French.
It's Croatian.
No, I was going to say that, and then I would have felt dumb.
How many people speak can you like take Croatian lessons on Duolingo? Like
maybe. What did Croatia used to be? Didn't it used to be a different country?
I don't know the history.
Before it turned into Croatia?
I thought it kind of popped off, I feel like, in the last 10 years or so. Everyone's like,
I thought in the last 100 years it used to be. Why am I thinking Lithuania? Is that not near it?
I don't know. Lithuania's like Russian adjacent, I think.
Lithuania basketball team.
What is that? What are you saying right now?
Yeah, Lithuania does have a good basketball team. Why do we know the Lithuanian basketball team?
Because of the Grateful Dead shirt collab that they did.
I think there is an NBA player now from Lithuania, right?
Yugoslavia.
Yeah. Yugoslavia?
It was formed after World War I initially as a kingdom of Serbs, Croats, and Slovenes. Sorry if I just said a slur. I don't really know.
No.
And later renamed Kingdom of Yugoslavia. After World War II, it became the Socialist Federal Republic of Yugoslavia, encompassing six republics, including Croatia.
Yes.
But Croatian as a language is just like...
Because like it's only been there since the 90s.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So how was there...
1991 is when it like formed. Or both Slovenia and Croatia declared their independence on June 25th, 1991. This was declared unconstitutional by the Constitutional Court of Yugoslavia. Wait, what?
It was almost born five days later.
Like Switzerland, they speak German.
It was basically a part of Italy.
And French.
It was like a part of Italy.
I think French before. More than German.
But I'm saying there's not like a
not
Swiss.
Not Swiss?
There's not like a Swiss language.
Right.
When I looked up Croatia, I was like, what language do they speak? And it's Croatian.
Yeah.
I mean, I like that, but it's like.
I think it's an intersect of a bunch of different languages, too.
Right.
Like, it's a cross-section of dialects.
Yeah. Like how people in New Orleans talk like that. Like Louisiana, I should say.
Like Cajun?
Yeah.
Or like Creole.
Like a little Italian or something.
Or.
Like, I just thought I knew all the European languages. But it's like Luxembourg. Are they speaking Luxembourgian over there?
I don't know.
They speak Omahaian.
What they speak in Luxembourg. Isn't that like the wealthiest country?
I think it's the smallest country in the world.
But isn't it the wealthiest? Not in terms of the money, but all the people who live there have the richest people.
It's possible. I knew a kid who grew up there and then he moved to New York and worked for, I think, Gary Vaynerchuk. And he was telling me about growing up in Luxembourg. But he had a perfect American accent.
They speak French.
In Luxembourg?
Yeah, it says 75. Wait.
What?
Luxembourgish
is a language?
Yeah, is used by 77% of the population.
So it is a language.
I guess.
That's crazy.
It says French is the main communication language, followed by Luxembourgish, German, English, and Portuguese.
Yeah, it's if we're talking wealth per person, then yes, Luxembourg is usually in like the top of it. So like everyone there is rich.
In Luxembourg?
Yeah.
Rich as fuck.
And I think you can like rent out the whole country or something, or someone did that, where it's like so small you could just buy, like you could rent the country and just like own it. I don't know.
Whoa. Maybe I'm making Christ, it up. That sounds like a crime.
Yeah, it's like...
You all have to leave your home so I can throw a party. Like, what do you mean?
So the other ones that are... I just GPT'd like languages of countries where they speak the language of the country.
Because
like in Italian we know, but Switzerland, they speak multiple languages.
Yes.
Okay. Albania speaks Albanian.
Okay. I feel like I knew that one.
From what's that movie? Inside Man with Denzel. You ever seen that movie?
I have seen it, but I don't remember that. There's a
scene Inside Man where the guy's robbing the bank
with Clive Owen.
Yes.
And Clive Owen's the bad guy.
Jodie Foster.
Clive.
Yes. There's like a scene where they hear like people talking inside
the
bank.
Oh, and it's Albanian.
And they're playing it through the speaker and they're like, what is this? It's not Russian. And then a guy's like, I used to date a girl. She's Albanian. And it's Albanian.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's like Tony Soprano.
It's like a red herring kind of.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, no, it turned out it was like a speech from, I don't know, spoil the movie.
Yes.
Great movie.
Yes.
Hungarian.
Denzel.
What?
He's
goated.
Incredible. I love
Denzel.
That man.
I love a Denzel impression. When I'm scrolling on TikTok and I see someone do a Denzel, I am locked the fuck in.
It's like a good one to do.
It's because he gets the eyes going.
Yeah.
What a cool name. Like, I've really thought about it. Denzel. Like, that's cool.
Hot.
He's also hot.
His son is a good actor, too.
Yeah.
Really?
His son played pro football, then went on to become an actor, and I think got nominated for an Oscar.
His son is the star of Tenet, the movie that nobody saw.
Tenet, and then Black Klansman.
Black Klansman.
right. He's the main guy.
David Washington, right?
Yes. Oh, I saw that in theaters. That is right. I did know that.
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
God, Denzel. What a... Also, like, just...
Pursuit of Happiness.
When you're a one... No, that's Will Smith.
Oh, Carly.
Oh, dear.
I don't know. I think everyone's the same.
Well, yeah. Clint Eastwood.
She doesn't see color.
I don't see color. No, I do that with white
Top
people,
Gun,
too.
Right, Denzel? Yeah.
I love Remember the Titans.
Oh, and I haven't seen that one in a while.
Sports movies? Fuck me up. Why? They're my favorite genre. Oh. I love a heartfelt
story. Did you see
F1? No, because I need to see all of them.
F1?
Oh, what do you mean? No. It's F1!
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Mission Impossible. That's what I was getting confused.
Oh, no, F1.
No, I haven't seen F1.
Oh, yeah, you should see
Sportsy?
That.
Sportsy?
Who else is in
F1? I mean, like, F1. Real sports.
Is Remember the Titans with Keanu also?
No.
Who is the other guy? Who's the white guy in Remember
like
the Titans?
Like, the coach?
No, the player.
The player, oh.
No, Keanu's in The Replacements.
The Replacements.
Ryan Gosling is in Remember the Titans before he got really famous.
Okay.
But also a lot of the other players you wouldn't even recognize.
Coach Carter, you ever seen that one?
Of course.
Coach Carter with Channing Tatum. That was one of his first movies.
It's my first kiss in high school.
We're going to see Coach Carter? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ow.
This girl was like 10th grade or something. This girl was trying to go out with me. And I was like, listen, I'm not a human being yet. Like, I didn't have hormones or anything. I like didn't even care. And we went to, she's like, let's go see Coach Carter. And I wanted to see this fucking movie. I was really excited about it. Like 15 years old.
Yeah.
So we're watching the movie and the whole movie, this girl's trying to fucking make a move on me. And I'm like, I'm trying to watch this fucking movie. And then finally, when the credits rolled, I was like, okay, fine. And then I kissed her at the end of the movie. And I was like, okay, that was cool.
Then what happened?
Then it was like,
yeah,
I had a friend.
Hand job.
Over no, the pants.
I had a friend who drove us to the movies. I think like him and his friends went and like he ended up driving us and it was snowing outside like a motherfucker and it was night out.
Ugh, that's so nice. You have snowing memories.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, like, so
he's
I just
have some more
kissed
now
the girl for
York.
The first time
in the snow.
Well, yeah.
Picturesque.
And then, but we're in the car and
she was
like
thinking of Denzel the whole time.
She was like, oh, can I go to your house? And I was like, no, I don't want to die in the snow. Just take her home and then like, I'll see you tomorrow at school. And I like was so nervous that we were going to like, because it was one of those snowstorms where you can't see an inch in front of you and like a 17-year-old kid driving me. And I was just so nervous. Yeah. I was like, can we just go home?
Fair.
And I think she didn't like me after that.
Pussy.
No, yeah. I think she had like a new boyfriend like the next week.
Mm.
And then pussy. I talked about it in speech class, which was also insane.
Oh, wow. In front of everybody? Like, yeah, like gave like a presentation?
Like
a
there was like a speech class and they're like, tell us something about your week. And I was like, oh, well, this fucking girl wanted to make out with me the whole time. I was like doing a podcast about it. Everyone thought it was really funny. She
my
wasn't
school
in the class.
Way too small to do
no,
that.
It was like 500 kids in my school. In
oh,
my high school.
School. I think she was saying.
Oh, your school would be too small?
Yeah.
No, people knew who it was. It was just like, I think it was just a different time. People like didn't. It felt very like
that's fair.
Insular and private and yeah.
The Replacements is a great movie.
Yes, that's the one where like the team gets banned and then they have to get another like football team together of a bunch of misfit guys who are walk-ons and Gene Hackman's the coach. Yes.
It's like a funny one.
The cheerleaders are like former strippers.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, hubba, bubba.
Yeah.
And they managed to win a couple games.
It's so like 90s core. It's very silly.
Little Giants.
It's very PG. Was it rated R or PG-13? PG-13. I remember it was very adult.
It might be rated R.
The Replacements? I think I watched with my parents, I feel like.
No, I remember that was one where my parents sexual. Weren't sure if we could like
Let's
watch
see.
It as a family. Yeah. The Replacements.
Is that the one with Keanu Reeves?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I definitely watched that with my parents.
I guess I don't really know how to.
Have you seen?
It's PG-13.
Miracle.
Of course, the hockey movie.
Oh, yeah, that one's iconic.
Is that a documentary?
Invincible is
no,
a great
Miracle
one.
Miracle was the Disney one about the 1980s hockey team in the Olympics when we beat Russia.
But that was
Soviet
like a real
Union.
Thing.
Yes.
But there is a documentary
a lot
about
of
it,
them
right?
Are yeah, like the, real stories. Like
The Greatest Game
Invincible,
Ever Played.
Invincible, We Are Marshall. Was Remember the Titans?
Remember the Titans is
yeah.
real, too.
Like, I feel
is
like
it?
The Blind Side.
Actually, Remember the Titans might be a historical fiction.
Yeah.
The
but I know We Are
Vance.
Marshall is. I know Invincible is.
Yeah.
I know The Replacements is.
Wait,
imagine.
Remember the Titans has to be real because we're remembering the Titans. It's not like Remember the Fictional Titans.
Let
they are
see.
That it is real. It has to be real because Hayden Panettiere's character is like older and she's
it's based on a true story.
Kate Bosworth's in it, right?
Blue Crush Queen. Based on
a true story.
Little Giants, definitely not a true story.
No.
A Little Giants? No, what are you talking about?
You just said every sports movie is based
on
a
real... Are you wearing lipstick? No, it's just a Cherry Tootsie Pop. Remember her name's Icebox or something? I love the... I'm going to score a touchdown! I'm going to score a touchdown!
Your memory is crazy.
I know, it's just pretty wild.
Dial in a movie from 35 years ago.
Oh, yeah, Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis, yeah.
And
the guy from
Ted
Modern
Bundy?
Family.
Yeah.
Not Ted Bundy.
Ed O'Neill.
Ed O'Neill. He was at the gym one time.
Oh, yeah,
and
you saw him.
Are you done? Like, how many more sets do you got? I got one more. And I was like, holy shit. Yeah, Ed O'Neill.
One of my closest friends growing up, his name was Ed O'Neill.
Modern Family, not Ted Bundy.
No, but Married with Children. What's his name?
Al Bundy.
Ted Bundy's the serial killer.
Yeah.
Ted Bundy.
My bad.
R.I.P. Ted Bundy.
Okay, what other...
You would have loved Instagram maps.
Let me... We've got... Moneyball is an amazing sports
movie. Aaron Sorkin.
Was it? We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, and this episode is brought to you by Google Gemini.
College students, do you know you can turn the most complex topics into simplified ideas or hours of research into just minutes? How about turning class notes into practice quizzes that help you get the big idea?
With Google Gemini, you can do all that and more. You can even turn long reads into quick listens, because what could be better than a podcast?
We love using Google Gemini whenever we're trying to prep for topics for our podcast. Sometimes it's really hard just to sift through a bunch of information and get the clear picture before we have to chat about it. Google Gemini has been a perfect tool for that.
And the great news is students get Google Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year. Sign up by October 6th to get free access to Gemini 2.5 Pro, unlimited image uploads, deep research, notebook LM, 2 terabytes of storage, and more.
Visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply. And Jonah Hill got nominated for an Oscar for that film. Yeah, Aaron Sorkin wrote it.
Moneyball, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, The Longest Yard.
Oh, The Longest
Nelly
Yard.
Nelly was in that, right? Or just the music? It was the Adam Sandler
one.
And he goes
one.
To jail, but that's also, The Longest Yard was a movie in the 70s, but they rebooted it with Adam Sandler.
Oh.
There's an original with like, what's his name? Like, all those like classic American actors from the 70s.
Yeah. But The Longest Yard's good. It's just.
Oh, no, it's like,
yeah,
stupid.
It's a little.
Space Jam.
Space Jam all day.
Classic.
Did you ever see Space Jam 2? I remember getting so excited about the idea of it, and then I was like, I'm not watching that.
I don't know if I have the...
Like, wow, there's really so many.
Sports movies?
I'm trying to think of, like, real... I mean, there's so many, but, like, real stories, like I, Tonya, Million Dollar Baby.
Million Dollar Baby.
I've never seen Million Dollar Baby.
I haven't either.
Whoa.
Never have.
Hates women. Hates women in sports.
Did I tell you Hilary Swank, though, commented on... my Instagram one time
saying
so
what?
Hilary Swank, when she won the Oscar for Million Dollar Baby, I believe in 2004, she went and ate at the Astro Burger.
Oh yes.
And she and it's an iconic shot of her with her Oscar, her face just enjoying a burger. And I always knew that photo existed. And then when I was at the Astro Burger the night after the Oscars one time, when my friend Demi hosted a party where you could guess who got the most Oscars right, he gave you an Oscar trophy. We ate at the Astro Burger. I sat with my Oscar trophy next to the picture in the same booth of Hilary Swank, and I tagged Hilary Swank. And Hilary Swank saw it, was like, ha ha ha, this is awesome.
Wow.
Hilary Incredible. Swank,
yep.
Got I wonder how often she's like, people are tagging her.
In that spot?
Post?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, maybe. But I just did it because it was that night with the Oscar. Bada boom, bada
That would
bing.
Be so exciting.
I feel like we haven't had a good sports movie though in like the modern
Happy
era.
Happy Gilmore.
No, that's not. No, I'm saying like a team
know,
sports
kidding.
Movie.
Like a Remember the Titans.
Yeah, like a
type.
Team, like a basketball, a hockey, a football. Like,
yeah.
When was the last time we got a great American?
She's the Man.
What's
yeah, that,
that
was the last one.
I think
actually,
we've hit. I think
we
are
joking. The Amanda Bynes. It's like the Shakespearean.
One.
What's it based off?
Oh, She's the Man is. I think it's
Violet,
like
Viola.
Much Ado About Nothing or
Taming of the Shrew, 10 Things I Hate About You is one
no,
of those.
No, it's not that.
It's a different Shakespeare
one. It's a comedy or it's like a comedy of errors or like because she's having to switch between being a boy
yes.
and a girl.
So,
I don't know my Shakespeare that well to tell
there's
you.
There's like Viola. Who's Viola? What's Viola from? What Shakespeare?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's a really good one. That was like the mid 2000s.
Sports movie?
Yeah, she plays soccer
okay.
with Channing.
You pretend to
sure,
be a guy.
But there's not like a huge game scene in the movie. They're just going to practice and shit. Is there?
The whole point is that, so she, and she's a twin brother.
Yes.
And he wants to be a musician, but she is a female athlete. And I forget what happens. I think they get rid of the girls' soccer team. And so then she pretends to be her brother and tries out for the boys' soccer team at the private school that they go to, makes the team. And then it's all about like women.
It's 12th night.
That's what
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 12th night.
It is so good.
It's Taylor Swift, 12.
You've never seen She's the Man?
No, I never even heard of it. Night.
I think you would think it's funny.
I also love Sydney White, which is like Snow White, the one with Amanda Bynes, and she tries to join a sorority. Right?
Disney?
I don't really...
It's like House Bunny.
Okay, yeah.
But it's like... Snow White, but she gets a bunch of boys to make a fraternity. That's what it is.
Oh,
yeah.
I love House Bunny.
I do too. Is Emma Stone in House Bunny?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, she's one of the sisters.
Got it.
Ugh. Well, like, we need movies like that again.
Yeah,
bring them back.
Freakier Friday. I don't know if I talked to you about it. It was really good.
You watched it?
I loved it.
Thank goodness. Good to hear.
Yeah. Honestly, we might be back. It's not like... I laughed, I cried.
Is it a musical?
No.
Oh.
It's not like the Mean Girls.
Okay. No. I don't know why I thought that.
I came up with my Halloween costume last night. I have never been more excited about a Halloween costume.
Are you giving up on...
Oh, I'll still do.
Or did you get the bag?
I'll still... No. No, I didn't. I don't want to talk about that.
Are you going to share or no?
Yeah,
I'll share it a little closer with you guys.
When you're gone.
Not everyone will get it. You probably won't get it at all.
Is it a movie?
I'll say it's a little Christmas related.
Oh, will we know?
Yes, I think you would. You would know this movie, and it's a group of people in a movie, but I have never been like, I have to make this costume. And I kind of need to get some more people who want to join in if you want to do it. But it's going to take a lot of crafting and a lot of time.
What kind of movie? Comedy?
A Christmas movie.
Oh, okay. It's an actual Christmas movie.
Not
like adjacent could be considered.
No, it's in the name. Christmas is not in the name
of the
movie.
Christmas Carol?
Oh. We're not going any further. Because I am pumped. I've never been more excited to like make this costume.
Whoa.
Damn, I want to know.
Yeah. And I tried Googling. I don't think anyone has ever done it. Like, I could go onto a Comic-Con floor with this costume and be a hit. I'd probably need at least four other people with me.
Wait, how
is it a person?
What do you mean? Yeah, they're people.
Okay.
Like, I don't have to do any makeup.
Okay.
So like a magical being of some kind.
I have to make an outfit and add some stuff onto the outfit.
Okay. Wait, that's crazy that it would be a hit at Comic-Con, but nobody has done it before.
I Googled all on the internet, on Google Images, and I kept searching it up on TikTok. Mm-hmm. It wasn't coming up.
Damn.
I bet someone out there has maybe done it.
I'm trying to think of like a Christmas movie that would be a hit at Comic-Con.
I know, same.
It hit me so well. I was stoned last night, and it just like,
Will you tell us after?
And I'm like, could I do that? That would actually be so sick. But yeah, I kind of need some buddies though.
Will you tell me off camera after?
Yeah, for
sure.
Okay, because
this will like drive me nuts.
Hopefully you get it. But for me, I want to be this.
Okay.
Okay, I want to know
badly,
so bad.
Because I thought these people were so fucking cool.
It's just a Christmas tree.
No.
No one's ever done it.
It's the seven reindeer. I'm going to be Rudolph. It's going to be amazing.
But I want to start like next month on making it.
Well, it is September.
I know. God. So because it's going to take some prep work. I might have to get some wires, some lights, maybe. Might have to get a sewing machine.
Make great content.
Yeah. I'm not.
Thank God you're ending two podcasts.
You can join if you want to join. If you want to be in the TikTok, like, but you gotta put some money. I think
money. I have to pay you.
Well, I'll pay. I'll make your costume, but you got to pay for your pieces.
Okay.
How are you gonna make it?
I think it'll run you about.
You're like,
$20.
My God.
Oh, that's fine.
$120, but I'll make it. But hopefully you like it. I don't want to keep dilly-dallying around something.
Can I ask one more question?
Yes.
If it's like a group of people, are they all the same thing or are they different people?
They're all the same thing. They work for the same thing. It's
How
a
many?
Uniform.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, in the movie, I bet there's about 6 to 12 of them. But like, this you need, crazy. I mean, you need like four or maybe six people to like really make people go, oh shit.
I understand.
Y'all are that?
What?
I wonder if the comments are going to guess this. Only millennials
like will get it. Okay. Like, unless you're a culture Gen Z.
Year time frame of the movie.
Okay. Yeah. What?
Where are we talking here?
Like what year era? Give us a 10-year period.
You were probably, I would say, 2 or 3 years old when this movie came out.
Oh.
But you have so known in the 90s. It your entire Christmas childhood.
Okay.
This is crazy. I wonder if the comments will figure this out.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm excited for.
I want to like give, sure.
They will.
But do not fucking steal it. You know what? Steal
you'll
it,
never
but your costume ain't going to look as good as mine.
No, and you'll have the receipt that you set it for down here.
If you send Matt $120, he'll make it for you.
He'll make you sign an NDA and he'll tell you.
Is Patricia going to be involved?
Yeah.
Well, then I put it out. So we have this couple that we're good friends with, and I put it out in the group chat. Like, I have a vision for a Halloween costume. Y'all can join. And they all started assigning themselves different characters from the movie. And I'm like,
but not the thing.
But I'm like, I was trying to get a group going of everyone wearing the same thing. So I need more people dressed up like what I'm dressing up like.
A live action?
Yes.
Okay.
It's live action. And I'll say this character is in the movie, though, for maybe less than 10 minutes.
This is such a crazy like mystery game you're putting out.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear what it is and have no idea.
They are so cool. And I wanted to be these people so bad when I was a kid.
All I can think of is so like niche, Willy Wonka.
I really don't want to make it seem like they're not iconic. That's why no one has done it.
Yeah.
So if you know, you know, and it's pretty fucking sick.
Okay, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I hit the top of reddit.com/r/Seinfeld 1 year for our Seinfeld Halloween costume. We fucking crushed it. I was Jerry with a puppet shirt.
Oh, I was like, wait a minute.
Sorry, yeah, me and my friends did like, one friend bought a bald cap to be George. Another girl bought like a 90s dress for Elaine. I wore a puffy shirt. My tall friend was Kramer with a cigar. And
I don't want to be a pirate.
Do you still own the puffy shirt?
No,
you
it was like
always have been the puffy shirt for like every Halloween.
It's just a little too on the nose. What's the deal? Like, I can't. It's a little much.
Yeah.
It was a great photo, though. Maybe I'll see if I could pull it up. But
I would love to see that.
We were on the top. We like took the picture. I was like, let's just see if we can get on Reddit.
Yeah.
We took the picture in the lobby and then completely got obliterated and forgot about it. But the next day we woke up and we were top of Seinfeld.
Did someone like post it on there or like?
My friend posted it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it was
are you going to be for Halloween this year?
I don't know.
A skeleton?
I just always wear my skeleton Phoebe Bridgers sweatshirt and hand out candy.
Oh, that's perfect.
I don't think I've like.
You've done good costumes, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember if I've even done anything for Halloween these past couple of years. I feel like there was emo nights.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like the only time I've really worn a costume in the last couple of years was
a skeleton.
It was like emo night.
Yeah, I don't know. This year I want to get crafty. I want to start early. Because I'm always trying to make shit happen last minute.
Well, you're obviously just planning the costume.
A little bit each day. I'm pumped. I'm pumped.
God, I want to know so bad.
I know, but hopefully you've seen most 90s.
I don't know. I might have not seen the movie.
Yes, this one is like pretty fucking classic for our generation. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. What else do y'all want to gab about?
All right.
Well, I can't find the picture, but...
No.
I mean, I can... Let me... I'll text...
No, the whole day's ruined
Come on. I'll pull it up later.
First you're leaving, now no photo.
Yeah, get your licks in for your mic content while I'm still here, folks.
Yeah. Ugh. You guys are going to be real upset when he's gone.
New York Halloween is so difficult.
Oh,
It's 11 degrees outside. Go ahead.
Can I ask y'all some questions? Because I just want to survey.
Please.
These are more survey questions. I kind of did this unfiltered, but I want to see what y'all's responses are.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So, first
Kamala
off,
or Trump?
What do you think are the four major cities in the United States?
Oh, I saw this on, I mean, obviously New York and LA.
Okay, right. That's guaranteed.
And then I do think Chicago. Miami.
Okay.
And then I do think Chicago.
Okay, right.
I just think those are the most like talked about.
The four major cities.
This is, and we're not talking about population.
Yeah, like
wise.
I'm not like
this
it's not Washington D.C.
Broad major.
Topeka, Kansas. Anchorage, Alaska.
Damn.
Fargo, yeah. North Dakota, and
Joplin, Missouri.
Lakewood, New Jersey. No, I feel like I'm surprised you didn't add Boston to your list.
Boston, that doesn't no. that No.
It's not a major city anymore?
I feel like I would say the exact same thing. Well,
I do think it's major. I just think, like, when I'm thinking of, like, what people are doing, where people are going, where shit is, like Orlando. It's there.
Miami, I
Orlando.
Guess.
Orlando.
Orlando huge?
Orlando over Miami?
I don't know. That's where Disney World is.
Well, some people think, like, oh, it's like, if someone were to, like, bomb, like, the U.S., where are you going to go for?
Probably L.A. New York.
And then
L.A.
I think Chicago. Okay, so it's obviously L.A., New York. That's clear as day. Then I feel like you have to give somewhere in the middle of the country, and that's Chicago.
Well, there's already nothing there, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I feel
Madison,
Chicago.
Wisconsin, like,
yeah.
But it's Chicago.
That's Chicago.
So Chicago. So then we get one more. Then for me, it's a tie between San Francisco, Miami.
Miami's probably more of a
SF. I think Miami, because it's like different. They're all different too.
But like, can you close your eyes and see the Miami skyline?
Yes,
kind of. They have the Miami Heat there.
Thinking of South Beach.
Yeah.
The Miami skyline.
You
it's
got
just
Art
tall
Basel.
Rectangles and like a palm tree.
And what's there's that nothing. Mean? Collins Ave, driving down Collins Avenue and like.
Okay, then I guess then we give it to Miami over San Francisco, though I think San Francisco.
I just feel
is
like we can't
beautiful.
Have two Californias.
Would you rather go to San Francisco or Miami? If someone goes, you have two tickets, here they are right now, where do you want to go?
Neither.
Yeah, I'm not going to. Yeah, Miami is. Oh my God.
It's too humid there for me.
And it's so like.
I actually
it's
enjoy
like,
the beach at Miami a lot.
But it's very now, it's like Andrew Tate, like Republican, like crypto.
It's not that pretty. Or, well, I don't want to diss Miami.
No, we can diss Miami.
San Francisco, I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm just by the sea, the breeze, the hills, all of it. It's an architectural marvel of a place.
Sure.
It's
just also like gross.
Miami's
there's
little
lots of crime.
Miami is very douchey, but SF is also like a lot of like. Homeless and like problematic, like
well, because they're liberals, fucking Democrats ruining cities.
Our political podcast.
Have you know the book Abundance by Ezra Klein? Have you heard of this book?
No.
Oh, I'm reading it now. It's really good.
I love Ezra Klein.
He just wrote a book called Abundance that basically is about like the reason, like it's like pointing at Democrats and being like, we're supposed to be the party of like helping people, but like. Bureaucracy and building houses and it's like a positive vision of the future of like you wake up in 2050.
Is this new?
Yeah, it came out a couple months ago. It's like you wake up in 2050, your entire like your electric bill is $2 a month because you have solar panels, you have a 4-day work week and you're making more money than you ever have. You're going to your summer house that's like whatever. And it's just like this vision of America that's like we could do this. Mm-hmm. And it's like the vision that the Democrats should be going after, and then why it's not like that. And like regulations and like blah, it's just I don't know, it's a good book.
I'll check it out.
San Francisco could be sick. I'd probably rather go there than Miami.
Yeah,
Miami is just like,
well, and it's so close to LA.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like
Miami,
though, I just want to sit on the beach and do nothing.
Yeah, I feel like if I
serve drinks.
Yeah.
It's almost
like I have a plane ticket to both, pick one. I feel like I'd pick Miami because it's so different than here. So I'd be like, okay.
But you could also drive down, which I've done from San Francisco, and then you get to go see Big Sur, San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara. Like,
I would definitely do SF.
Yeah.
Like Miami, like I don't like clubbing.
Oh God.
Oh my. You want to go to LIV?
Yeah. Like I just feel
actually,
like it's.
I do.
Yeah. I kind
of
do.
It's so not my vibe.
Yeah. No, it's very fratty, crypto. Just
yeah, it feels like
it's like the internet, like
but I do love the Cuban culture in Miami, though.
That's
I think there is a little bit more like heritage and cultural influence
totally.
There, more good authentic food. So there's a bit of that,
a bit
of it. So,
but
I
everyone's
vibe with
like
that.
Fleeing to there,
yeah,
so I don't have to pay taxes and all that other stuff.
Okay, so that was my question. Do you
want
to continue to unpack
it?
No,
let's do another one.
You didn't have Texas on any of yours?
Well, so it's interesting for me. I would never even consider Texas in the top four. I was talking about this with like Patricia and her friends a couple days ago, and they're like, well, I would say maybe like Dallas or Houston. And I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
But for them, they are Birmingham, Alabama people. That was like the biggest city
like near them.
Near them. So they view that as like, oh, that's like a major city.
What would they say that in place of?
They would say it. Oh, sometimes I think they would say Miami and then Dallas. They would, I think, ignore Chicago and ignore San Francisco.
Yeah.
But I think Chicago, you got it all. You have like major sports teams. You're on like
it's like
huge
the four
body
corners
of water.
Almost.
I feel like that's literally it.
Yeah.
LA, New York, Chicago, Orlando.
Miami, San Francisco.
Orlando.
Orlando.
St. Pete.
In my mind, Orlando is massive. It's like the biggest city ever.
Orlando!
It's the biggest city to ever exist. It is a big, beautiful
city.
There's
just huge parking lots and like chain restaurants and hotels.
I just get me
the
Chili's.
Someone's ever like, I'm experiencing the cultural heart of Orlando.
That's exactly how I feel about Vegas when I'm there. I'm like, it's all just plazas and like strip malls. And it's...
Oh, I forgot about Vegas.
But Vegas to me doesn't like...
Yeah,
count.
Vegas is just like a one-off.
Yeah, Vegas.
It's like a, I think, like everyone knows it. I feel like most people have been there, but it's always like, you're not going.
It's a destination. Yes. It's not a city.
Yes.
Or what's the word?
I know what you're saying.
You don't go there to live there and you don't go to like stay there.
To visit. Right. Like you're going there with like for either a bachelor party.
It's an escape. It's not a, it's not a home.
To get high or to pass out somewhere.
Oh my God, if I never go to Las Vegas again, it will be
too
soon.
It's funny.
Going there next weekend.
I watch like lives of like people do Vegas lives. Like that's their whole shtick.
Like
they'll just film
around.
The strip. Like they'll just be on the strip or in Fremont Street.
Around.
And I'm just like, this place, I mean, like looking at it like that, it's like, this is the most gaudy, tacky, like in your face. Like everything is so fucking expensive for what? Like I was just watching and I was like, Jesus Christ.
I gotta say, I would love to live in Vegas for the food options. There's somewhere
food, but then you have to walk into like a casino to get a meal and you're just like,
no, okay, you don't have to go to a casino. There are just so many restaurants that are open for like all hours of the day.
Oh.
And you can get, no matter what you're craving at any time of day in Vegas, you
can
get
it. But that's like on the strip.
It sounds like you're pitching like a food court at
the
mall.
Have you ever had,
It's still out there. There's like the outskirts of Vegas. There's always these places you can go.
I think it's El Gordo's Tacos.
In Vegas?
Yeah. They have one in San Diego too. It is so fucking good.
Yum.
It's like literally the best tacos I've ever had.
Is it by the coffee place?
What coffee place?
Oh
no, it's like right across from Resorts World.
Okay.
In Vegas.
Okay. No. My mom was going there for her birthday, and then Kelly Clarkson had to cancel all her concerts because her husband was in bad health.
No, ex-husband.
Ex-husband.
Yeah.
And then he died the next day after she did it. My mom was so bummed. They had to postpone the whole trip.
Cindy,
the Backstreet Boys show looks sick.
That's what I'm going to see.
Oh, you're going to? Oh, that's fucking
so
sick.
So we're doing it before. So we drive to Lake Powell. So we have to pass Vegas. So we're doing the Sphere on Saturday, doing Lake Powell, and then that following Friday, stopping back in Vegas, and I'm seeing Ashley Simpson.
Oh my God.
What?
Ashley
what? Sphere?
No, she's at
Ashley Simpson?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
At what? At the local dive bar?
No, it's like a cool venue. I can't remember what hotel it's at, but it's like, it feels like a lounge. It's pretty cool. She announced like four shows, I think.
I love Ashley.
How many songs does she have? Like one album?
I think two.
Is it September?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, into September, but I'm going on the 29th.
Okay, next question. You got to rank these four items, okay?
Ooh, hell yeah. I don't know, construction.
All right, you got to rank crackers, noodles, bread, rice.
Ooh.
You got to rank them.
Like in terms of?
You can rank them in no in any type of way of logic. It could be your preference. What do you think's the best one? What are you going for first?
Can you say them again?
If all four are presented in front
crackers,
of you.
Noodles,
crackers, bread. Noodles, bread, rice. And noodles do include pasta.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Noodles, bread, rice, crackers.
Crackers bottom for me too.
Oh. Cool. Crackers bottom. So for me, noodles, rice, bread, crackers.
That's rice in too. Second place?
Rice?
I love
because
rice.
Okay, if I'm hungry, what is going to give me the most amount of sustenance?
Yeah, but
rice,
I think of how many kinds of bread
rice
there are.
Rice like, what? Bread and crackers all day.
Bread number one.
You could get like a croissant.
Bread number one, my guy. Sandwiches.
Like
sandwiches, dinner. Toast, avocado toast, sourdough, grilled cheese.
Oh, but pasta.
Yeah.
Pasta. No, noodles number two.
Definitely
noodles two.
Number one for me.
Noodles number one, then
there's
rice.
So much less diversity with a noodle than a bread.
There's like 800 kinds of pasta.
But it's always pasta.
Mac and cheese.
There's also Asian noodles,
ramen.
Too.
Yeah.
Udon.
Pad Thai or pad siu. Pad Thai.
But it's all kind of this like bread. You
noodles.
Could do a sandwich. You could do a cheese board. You could do a sourdough.
You can make sourdough.
A French toast. A challah.
Yeah.
A roll.
Yeah.
It's number two
bread.
For me.
But that's not like going to feed me. Like I could eat a whole bunch of noodles and be like, okay, I had like in a way a meal. Mm-hmm. I'm what's the word? Satiated.
Yeah.
The bread is like, that's an accessory to food, even though I understand people in the world may not have access to proper food.
Oh my God.
I understand that. I want to make it seem like, so I know some people out there, bread is their meal.
Of course.
So, but like bread for me ain't, that's an accessory for a meal.
I mean, it's not going to fill you up.
Yeah, it's a side dish. It's an appetizer.
Well, not if you're eating it with like a burger.
Sure. Okay, exactly. But like a
it's in between.
Bread without a burger. Then I'm just, I got buns.
A rice
There's
is at
no
the
right
bottom.
Or wrong.
Oh, I
no,
think rice I, is at the top.
I like the Mitch Hedberg
top?
Joke.
No,
rice, rice is good if I'm hungry and I want 2,000 of something.
No, I'm definitely noodles. Bread. You can have way more things with bread than rice.
Rice is my.
Oh,
I don't, I'm like,
I love rice.
Just sushi is the only time I want rice in my life.
I literally like probably once a week I'll just eat white rice with soy sauce. Like,
oh
for,
yeah,
why?
It's my
you
favorite
love yellow like Mexican rice.
No,
yes,
that's
so,
so good.
Fried rice.
Also,
fried
the rice at Chipotle is so good. Their lime rice.
Oh yeah.
When I get a burrito, I say no rice.
What?
What?
Yeah. It's,
how do you get full?
That's good for you. Rice is like, you know.
I don't know. There's something about it. It's like the texture's weird. I feel like I'm just, it's empty calories. I don't like it. I don't know.
So good.
I'd rather just have like the meat, like the real thing. Rice just like a, it's like adding like giant salt that doesn't have any flavor onto my fucking food.
I like
food.
Rice.
It's so yummy. It's such a good base for like a meat too.
Yeah. Okay, so what's the best vegetable?
Ooh, I'd need a list.
The best vegetable.
I mean, I
Yeah, maybe a cucumber is pretty versatile because it could be a pickle.
For me,
I like a salted cucumber.
It would be broccoli and celery.
Ew.
No, broccoli.
Are you well?
Is a potato a vegetable?
Yes, potato's a vegetable.
Okay, then that's fine.
Potato's the best. Potato. What's my favorite fall vegetable?
A sweet potato.
What is Michelle
Obama?
Mine is a potato.
A potato.
Potatoes really.
For a green vegetable?
Okay, yeah. For me, I'm thinking like greens. Like colorful.
I love a Brussels sprout.
But you have to cook it the right way. Otherwise, it's just awful.
You're cooking Brussels sprouts or you ordering them?
Both.
The Brussels sprouts?
Brussels sprouts with some Parmesan cheese at home.
I love Brussels sprouts taste
yummy.
Fine to me.
I love them.
I can eat them, but it's like.
But if you have one that are like charred and like crispy as fuck,
yeah,
that's
good.
When they're really
delicious,
good.
Delicious.
No,
like
they
balsamic.
Are good, but
yes,
it's like
balsamic glaze.
Jalapeno.
I ain't whipping that up. A jalapeno.
That's your favorite.
Raw. No, I just love that. Like, Nolan used to make stuffed. Like jalapenos with like cream cheese. And
oh,
like
a little jalapeno poppers.
Jalapeno poppers.
God.
Fuck me up.
Like that, I could eat those all day.
A cucumber is pretty versatile too. You could chop it up.
I'm going to try to commit like, this year to making more jalapeno poppers for like football season, but get a recipe down. Because I realize I want the jalapeno poppers, but I expect everyone to bring them to me.
You got to make them. They're good.
I got to make them.
Yeah.
I got to make them.
Yep.
I will say we eat broccoli the most as our green vegetable.
Oh, it's so good.
Like
I like
broccoli every day.
I don't mind it, broccolini.
I think broccolini is better than broccoli.
I think broccolini needs to be made correctly in order for me to like it.
Have you had poorly made broccolini?
Yeah, like sometimes it's
like
too
it
charry. And I like when it's like soft.
You don't like when it's charry?
No.
Oh, that's the best.
I like when it's soft. Again, that place Gemma right down the street, they have fabulous broccolini. There also needs to be like cheese on it.
Should we get broccolini and a martini after this?
Like
broccoli
a,
and cheese.
Yeah.
Ooh, yum.
Perfectly. Put a little just like
I never do that.
Shredded
that.
Like just Mexican cheese on top of it.
Yeah. Oh,
broccoli
yeah.
needs to be I got it. It's got to be charred a little bit.
A little
but
air
broccolini,
fry.
Like you always got to like stab it in a way where it's like gotcha bitch.
Flimpy.
And then you're like and then it's like
I know. Yeah. And your mouth is like giant. Yeah. Trying to
you, well, you got to cut the heads off.
Okay.
You got to
You
portion.
Would like the Gemma broccolini. It's good.
Oh, I try to do a whole broccolini in one go.
No,
I never
no. And then you're like, you're trying to bend it. Like John and Vinny's has really good broccolini, but maybe you don't like that. Because they char the fuck out of it.
I don't think I order it. Everyone's always ordering
okay.
a broccolini.
Now let's venture into fruits. What are the best fruits? Stand by it, argue it, make your pitch.
Apple. Honeycrisp apple.
Honeycrisp.
You can eat it by itself. You can put it in yogurt.
What color is the Honeycrisp?
It's like reddish.
Cold
or yellowish.
Just
cold,
room temp.
Cold.
Okay.
You can just dip it in peanut butter.
Are you chopping them up in slices? Or are you eating it like with a pocket
oh
knife
my God.
Out of your front porch?
Yeah.
I like apples and peanut butter
I'm at
all
the
day.
Farm that Matt
This is
Mike
like
is
the
us about.
Classic apple.
Yeah.
I try to reduce apple consumption, though.
Why?
I'm a pink lady or Fuji.
Apples give me like canker sores.
Oh,
yeah.
A lot of part of a like a birch family. They can lead to canker sores. So
similar to pineapples.
Yeah. Pineapple has an enzyme that breaks down the lining.
They're really acidic.
But I could argue pineapple, I think, is one of the tastiest fruits.
Mango
of all
for
time.
Me.
I don't like the mango.
Oh, mango
really.
Rips.
I know. Noel was cutting one up the other day. He's like, you want a piece? I was like, yeah. And
the worst part is cutting them.
Have you seen that girl who like, like dried out her mango, but like kept combing it and eventually got the mango down to just like pure hair?
Ew.
Because the mango fibers are like similar to human hair.
I have one right here.
And she just like kept combing it and combing it. That's a dried mango.
Yeah. But I want to look at it closely for the hair.
Like, there's fibers in it where in a way you can make like a hairy
claw
mango
out of it.
A juicy fucking mango, like yum. It's so sweet.
Is watermelon a fruit?
Yeah.
Yes.
That tastes like nothing.
What?
I love
tastes like watermelon.
Water.
If you get a hit or miss.
Yeah.
Well, if you get a bad one, sure. When you get a fucking like good watermelon on a summer day by the pool.
I get watermelon ick sometimes
what
where I'm
the
like,
fuck are you talking
yeah,
about
what?
Right now?
If it's like soggy or something.
It's just sometimes it can taste a little earthy or dirty.
Soggy.
I don't know.
Well, sometimes watermelon can get weirdly soggy. It's
like
a
watermelon
dense,
juice,
like
to me tastes disgusting.
That's insane.
Like out of a can?
Patricia will buy like watermelon juice that's been like juiced from watermelons. But like I always feel like it just smells like pond. I don't know.
Ew.
Just, or it smells too
earthy. I feel like I would only like that in like a mixed drink. I don't think I would like.
Watermelon straight might be a little much.
Yeah.
Love
I love
a good
watermelon. I like the way it sounds too.
Blackberry raspberry combo.
Yep.
Put those in a bowl together. Munching
fuck
on
me
those.
Up.
Fuck me. I don't love a blueberry. Texture about it's a little
blueberries
weird.
Blueberries make me shit.
Really?
Do they?
Yeah.
Like just eating
they
a
just
handful.
Run.
Well, they're fiber.
Yeah, but for me, they like blueberries is something about them. They just run right.
What about a green
me.
Granny Smith green apple?
Of yum. Course,
yep.
Great. Mm. Those are like the classic.
A little
I grew
too
up.
Tart for me.
What about a plum?
Love
and
sure.
A pear.
I love
plum
a
and pears.
No pears.
Peaches make me fart like crazy.
Peach, plums, and pears.
No,
so underrated. They do not get enough recognition.
Yeah.
They should be all season long.
Pears
those are my top three.
Do not belong with those two other gods of fruits.
Oh,
a
I
pear?
Love pears. I used to not like pears at all.
Pears
and then,
over apples all day. Sorry,
what
Carly.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No,
they're a little softer. A little bit softer than an apple.
You could like. You don't even have to cut open a pear. Yeah. You could sit there and gnaw on a pear more than like an apple's a little aggressive.
Yeah.
Peaches supreme. Plum pretty good. Nectarine.
Fart like crazy.
A nectarine was like an orange.
No,
a
it's
nectarine's
like
a hard peach with like less fuzzy skin.
I don't think I've really ever had a nectarine.
It's like a smooth skin.
It's like
peach.
A plum skin.
Okay.
Pretty good. Also, what do you call those little? They call them cuties, but they're like
it's a tangerine,
clementine.
Yeah, clementine.
Fucking cuties. Where? Who's
it's
coming
the
up
brand.
With this? Oh,
yes.
You know what fruit I don't like? Okay, this fruit is so good to me, but when it's bad, it's fucking awful. It's cantaloupe. Like if you get it and it's a little old, it tastes like straight up
like
vinegar.
That party plastic cantaloupe.
Ew.
And
it tastes like vinegar.
That's like it's like a that shit's vinegar. Yeah, and they got grapes up in it. That like what? That half-assed fruit salad type shit.
What's the other one?
Honeydew
grapefruit.
Melon.
Grapefruit.
Oh.
Not a fan.
Oh,
grapefruit? I love a grapefruit.
Okay, you have to put like sugar on it.
I hate cutting
it's
it.
It's such like, a fucking wreck to
yeah,
eat.
Yeah, and
if
it's,
you're
all,
getting,
it's
like,
always
a little,
sticky.
Yeah, you're sweating cutting that thing and eating it.
And you,
pomegranates
if you're
are really hard to cut
can't.
Too.
Oh, huh? Pomegranates?
And like getting all the seeds out.
I don't think I've ever ate a pomegranate, though I do like pomegranate juice.
Pomegranate seeds are great to munch on.
They're so yummy.
Yeah, but they also just taste like nothing.
They're not the most flavorful.
I'll make a TikTok where I try every fruit that I've never tried.
Ooh.
That's a
what
good
else
idea.
Have you tried?
Patreon.
I bet there's like some also crazy Asian fruits. That
star fruit, dragon
fruit.
I
love dragon
fruit. Passion fruit.
Jackfruit.
Passion fruit's good. Dragon fruit can taste really bad sometimes.
Yeah. Jackfruit was like fake meat.
They make stuff out
meat?
Of jackfruit.
Oh,
we'll be
okay.
Like, oh, we have a jackfruit steak.
Kiwis.
Got it. Love kiwis.
I love a kiwi. I will eat the hair.
I never bought a kiwi. Kiwis kind of have to find me, but I'm always like, this is all right.
Oh, I love a kiwi.
Look at what a jackfruit
looks
like.
What about a
kumquat? I don't think I've ever had a kumquat.
What's a kumquat?
I feel like they're always on like people's trees here, right?
Yeah.
a kumquat tree. Mm-hmm.
I think it maybe had a bite.
What comes to your brain when you think of a kumquat, though?
Just like a little, it looked like a little nut.
It's like a little orange.
Is the inside like an orange or a mango?
That's a kumquat.
Oh.
I always thought they were like yellow.
I know, me too.
I think they're like oval tangerine. Yeah, love. You just bought a couple lemons at Whole Foods, actually, yesterday.
Oh, wow. There's some crazy.
Lemons over limes?
Depends on the purpose. For seasoning food, lemons. For alcohol, limes.
Oh, I like biting into a lemon.
Yeah.
Like if it's like cut. Sorry, not biting into it, but I mean like if there's a slice, I like to eat it.
It's not good for your teeth.
Oh. I know.
Yeah, I know. It can like make holes in your teeth.
I think if you're eating them all the time.
Do you guys know what a persimmon is?
I've heard of it.
Can you repeat that?
Sorry. Persimmon.
Isn't that like a children's book?
Persimmons are a type of fruit, often orange in color, that are known for their sweet, honey-like flavor when ripe. It kind of looks like a tomato mixed with a pepper.
Like a bell pepper, almost. It has that kind of structure to it.
I feel like I see it on a menu a lot, though. Oh, we make it with persimmons. Okay.
Okay.
Pomelo. There's a lot of fruits I never heard of. A durian.
Oh,
I've heard
no.
of that. Those
That's
stink.
The one that tastes like...
We've tried that, I thought.
A durian?
We had to go to the store in...
Y'all had a durian?
Yeah, yes. They have like a ethnic food store. I don't know like the proper terminology.
They're like
for
illegal
that.
In certain places. You
well,
can't
they had
eat
it there
public.
And it smelled so gross.
It While its aroma like- can be off-putting to some, it is highly nutritious with a rich custard-like flesh. Flesh? Okay. That
oh,
is enjoyed very sweet.
Oh, papaya to me tastes like vomit.
Me
yeah,
too.
I don't like papaya
because
either.
There's an enzyme in it that is similar to the enzyme that's in our bile. And we were in Bonaire and Eric Conover drank a papaya smoothie. I remember I put that to my lips and I was like, what the fuck is that? And he's like, what, you don't think it's good? I go, that tastes like vomit.
Yeah, there's vomit in
like,
no,
I
it
immediately
does.
Had to Google it because I'm like, to me, I just taste nothing but puke.
Oh,
like,
man.
It's the same enzyme. But the durian, what did it smell or what did it smell like? Like rotten flesh?
Yeah, like farts.
I don't remember, but I remember being like, oh my God, like the smell of it.
Yeah, it was years ago. But it was like a whole thing. Like everyone was trying it online or whatever.
Ugh.
And then there was this food store in East Hollywood, and we went there one day and we got one.
How have you guys tried a dragon fruit?
Yeah. The
Is that the
one?
White one?
Yeah, it's like
Those don't taste. Sometimes they taste amazing, but a lot of times those don't taste very good.
I feel like they taste like nothing.
I only eat them when they come on like the fancy platters if I'm at like a beach club or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And is I love
we,
them.
Is that the thing that we had in Vietnam? We're like, what the hell is this?
Oh, we missed a big one. Bananas.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Bananas are just like there.
I love
a good like side quest.
Love
they,
a banana.
They perfected the banana.
They really did.
I love its
they
place.
They perfected the banana.
Yeah, because it used to be. I mean,
have you guys had a dried banana?
A traditional banana used to look totally different. They like genetically
oh my
modified
God, try it.
Dried banana.
Oh.
No, I don't really. I like
the banana.
I like the texture more than the taste.
Okay, I do. What did we? What
a dried banana?
No, I don't like dates.
What? I love
dates.
Oh,
well, you got a chocolate date cake going?
Oh, that's delicious. The banana.
Yeah.
Wait, you said banana.
That tastes.
Are you see
really good.
Yeah.
Now the mango.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the dried mango is really good.
Do you mind if I have the mango?
No, not at all.
Okay.
We didn't get the big one.
So, guys, dried mango.
Now, right now, he's trying a dried mango.
A banana is actually, so they used to have in.
Or you go ahead.
It's anything with dates and.
Oh, now it's good. Now it tastes good.
Yeah.
Bananas used to, we used to have a bunch of different kinds of bananas, similar to apples, like different varieties, different kinds, whatever. But then apparently. I don't know at what point, the 60s maybe, where we like took over a country. We only imported one type of banana. Now we only have this one type of banana.
Oh.
And there's all these other kinds that we just don't have anymore. So when you taste a banana flavored candy and you're like, this doesn't taste like bananas, it's because it's based off a different banana variety that we used to have in America. And they just kept that as the banana flavor for candy.
Whoa,
but it's like one that we don't
so
have
specific.
Access to. Yeah, like the one
it
that
it honestly
have,
tastes like this.
Like artificial flavored banana?
Yeah,
like
when
a
you
banana
get banana
Laffy
flavored.
Taffy.
Yes, like you're like, it doesn't taste like the type
but
of banana
like
we have.
Nothing really.
Like watermelon.
What about grapes?
Watermelon.
Like artificial grape doesn't taste like grape. Artificial,
sometimes it does.
Not really.
Oh, I hate strawberries. Like I'm done
what?
With them.
No, I.
I'm out. I'm
so
out.
I have been like so. Okay, they have to be like
perfect
in order for me to like them now. And I feel like more times than. Not like they just are like hard and white and not like juicy.
I don't want strawberries like in any of my shit. No.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love a strawberry.
I used to be a big straw girl, but I've kind of fell off.
Yeah.
You got to eat.
They've lost me.
There's more bad than good. And like when you slice in one up, there's like 50% of it is unedible. Like
I need it to be juicy.
Just like basically the bottom third is like the best part.
Once you get up to the white area where it's like, what?
You okay?
I was just thinking that kind of healed me. A little fruit? Those dried fruits, I feel like a little better.
You feel better. Do you want more?
May I?
Yeah, just pick around the dates if you don't like them.
Okay.
I love
dates.
A date.
Are good as a replacement for sugar in baked goods.
Mm. I know, buddy, but dude, dates sometimes taste like a fucking cockroach.
What?
Like you put that
no,
in
I
your
don't.
Mouth
they
and
just
you start
look
chewing.
Like one.
Hold on.
And picture a
they're sweet.
There are,
take a bite.
There is,
have one.
No. There are.
That is cockroach
take
skin.
A bite.
There is. There have been times
it
where
just a bite.
There's like mold in dates a lot of times that people don't know.
It's good.
I want this to be. I know it does not taste bad. It's,
but the texture. Do you feel like you're on Fear Factor right now? These are bull testicles.
It's me, Joe Rogan.
I want this to be over very
soon.
Come
on, Matt.
And do you like
and dates? Stay around a little too long in your mouth.
Mm. Okay, I see.
They are a little
do you
sticky.
Like them if they're in like a smoothie or something? It doesn't bother you?
Yeah, I can have them in a smoothie.
Emma, my friend, will actually, she like a little like tasty dessert kind of. She'll like have a date. She'll like take the top or like cut the top off and put a little like dark chocolate inside and eat. It's so good. It's a really good combo.
Mm.
It's like a kind of like a healthy like dessert sort of.
The date for me, it's like an insect.
But it tastes good.
It tastes good, but then you keep touching the skin. It feels like cricket legs. It
oh
feels
God,
like,
I don't want to think about that.
It feels like roach
cricket legs.
See that? Wings. Like
bananas are good though.
Those are yummy.
What about an olive? Do you guys fuck with
I
olives?
I love an olive.
I don't really like the green ones unless they're in a martini.
Oh, I
like
love
I
a
won't
olive.
Eat a green olive out of the jar.
There's a couple different kinds of green ones though.
Right, if it's stuffed with goat cheese, blue cheese, we're done.
Yeah. No. Oh, I'm in.
Ew.
The door.
I'm
in.
That's
the
when
door.
I'm that's when I'm in. I don't want that little red.
No, the minced pimento.
Yeah,
oh my God,
I don't
I
want
love,
that in it.
I love all
I'm like a black olive gal.
Oh God.
On a pizza.
No, I would literally eat them out of the can.
They're not real. They're chemically treated.
Okay, so is all that probably.
No, it's not. No, it's not. But like a Kalamata olive, that's a banging olive.
Sometimes those make me feel like I have metal in my mouth.
They are a little tart.
Yeah, like if I chew it, like in my teeth, I'm like, ooh.
A Kalamata?
I love a Kalamata olive.
Oh my God.
You'll have a lot of those in Greece.
Yeah, Kalamata. Oh my God, I'm so jealous you're going to Greece.
Opa.
That was a salad.
What, are there other kinds of olives?
There's like Castellavana. There's like, there's a bunch of different green olives. Some of them are way better than others. There's like the small ones. There's the big ones.
They have those packs of olives on like the airplanes now. I forget what they're free.
Olives
something.
On the airplane?
Yeah,
girl, I would get her TikToks all the time. She created this olive brand and they're in packs. They're actually really
like
fucking good.
Like the pickle ones?
They're not pickled.
Pickle pack?
I love
like
those pickle
I think
packs
they're called
that are popular
free
at the airports.
Something.
Oh, yeah. Like the
free
pickle in a pack.
Olives?
Yeah, it's like. There's like it's like juicy kind of.
It is. It's freestyle. Yeah. They look like this, but there's different flavors. Oh. They're so yummy. She has a hot and spicy kind, a lemon garlic, a classic, obviously.
Are they served chilled? Like,
no.
Are they next to the beverages?
No. They're like room temp.
They have a Kalamata one.
That I would fuck with a
Kalamata
bag. I think
she like sourced
bag.
Them from Italy or
something.
Yeah,
the Mediterranean.
Cool.
They're so yummy.
I'm open to it.
What about nuts?
Oh.
Or you don't probably fuck with nuts too much.
No, I love nuts.
Almonds number one, fuck a cashew.
What?
Yeah.
Fucking can't
I
stand
cashew.
Cashews.
They just invaded
them,
everything else.
But it's my least favorite one. They are so chewy. They break apart so easily.
I love a cashew.
It feels like a borderline
almond?
Candy. I don't know.
Almonds are so like.
They're very dry.
I know,
almonds are very dry.
Like I feel like are giving my body nutrients. I feel like I was made to eat almonds.
Oh, I'm like all
part of a
taste.
Tree.
I'm like I need the taste.
Like tree bark.
I love
cracking open pistachios.
Love a pistachio.
That's my.
It might be the best nut.
It's my nightly routine. I put on a little TV show, pour out a bunch on a plate. I'm just cracking away.
Those are so good. I also love. I mean, not a nut.
Sunflower
to see,
seeds.
But sunflower seed.
Those are.
Like I just love filling my cheek up and just.
I want to try that one brand that has those brand of sunflower seeds. They're always at baseball games and they give players them like the different flavors.
Yeah,
and they're
brought
always
this
like
up before.
Yeah, I'm always like, damn, I want to try all those flavors, but maybe I should.
Walnut is really like I'm thinking like
ooh,
plain.
I like a walnut.
I like walnuts, but when they're in stuff and flavored.
Wait, what's
to me they're so like.
I always get a walnut and a, what's the other one? A pecan.
Oh, a pecan.
Confused.
Pecan is like an oval and walnut is like a brain.
Mm.
Oh,
I
like a walnut.
I like the brain.
I like walnuts
I like a walnut.
I don't mind.
They're always, well, yeah, like in a pie.
Pecan like, pie.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
But also yeah. little planters like peanut, like a true peanut.
I do love a peanut.
Peanuts
Wait,
are.
What is the difference?
I love cracking about? Peanuts. I can't. TJ's allergic.
Oh.
Like this, when they're like this?
That's a pecan.
So wait, he has a peanut allergy. He doesn't have a nut allergy.
Correct.
So are there people out there who have nut allergies and it's all different types of nuts?
TJ's peanuts he cannot eat, but can eat any other nut. And his dad is the opposite. So his dad, because peanuts and tree nuts are two different things. But peanut is a legume. So it's like pea. Like other like pea protein and stuff like that. Like you could be allergic or like chickpeas or those kinds of things. But then other nuts are tree nuts. So they come from.
But it's crazy then that just whatever is going on in the biochemistry of life. It's like, this could kill you.
Yeah.
This tiny little thing in this one little
I know.
Thing. But for us, we don't even have
Imagine
it.
Imagine being TJ's mom and being so stressed. Like
well, she just,
husband and son.
Well, his whole life, she was just like, you're no allergic nuts. To nuts. So it wasn't until he moved to LA. He was like in his 20s, early 20s. Went to a allergist and was like, oh, I just want to like make sure that like, I don't know. He's probably having allergies or something. Went and the allergist was like, okay. And like, here are all your allergies, blah, 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 blah. And he was like, none of these nuts. And he was like, nope, just peanuts. So then he went to Whole Foods, just the like, you know how they have the nut section.
Dispenser.
And he started getting a bunch of like those nuts and
just
trying
maniac
them.
Mode day one. What yeah. if he got the test wrong? Oh, sorry, sir. This is
Well, he
this
obviously
is Mrs.
was like
Johnson's.
Nervous, but he was like, oh my God, like this is a whole new world
it's
for
a
me
whole
now.
New world.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
what the
would.
Fuck is the thing that you eat before sushi that comes in little green pods?
Wasabi?
No.
Edamame?
Edamame.
Yummy.
Is edamame a soybean?
It's a pea.
Yeah.
Is it a soybean? Is it a green bean? Is it a string bean? What the fuck is it?
I would think a soybean, but I don't know.
It's an edamame.
Is it a chickpea?
No.
No.
I don't know. I'm just, I don't know these things. I didn't go to fucking culinary school. I always get confused. Like, is soy... Like, is tofu then made from...
Soybeans.
And that's what edamame is?
I think so. What?
I love an edamame.
Yeah. Me too.
But I don't know what it is.
I also love shishito peppers.
Edamame. It literally is...
Is it just soybeans?
That's the Japanese translation, basically. It says beans on a branch. Refers to young green soybeans.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it's a soybean.
So it is soybeans.
Yeah.
Yummy.
So there's protein in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Edamame.
I love edamame.
Oh my God.
Salt?
Or a little, sometimes they do like a spicy garlic coating on it. You ever get
yeah,
one of those?
I love, oh, yeah. I was like addicted to that during quarantine for like, there was one Chinese place that had it that was so good. And I would sometimes just like Postmate pick up just the edamame like a couple times a week because I was like, I'm addicted. I would get like two.
I just think of the guy picking it up like.
No, I said Postmate pick up. Like I'd go get it. So I'm like, this is stupid to like deliver
okay.
this.
What about when you were having sushi, uh-huh. you got your soy sauce.
Oh, yeah.
Are you big about also ponzu, what you put in your ponzu versus soy? Like
they try to tell you that at like Sugarfish, like, and they'll say, please don't put this
I always
in that.
Put, like, my, tuna sashimi and ponzu, other stuff, and soy.
I'm just but ripping soy.
Put, me
do you
too.
You ever put wasabi, though, in the soy sauce and then mix
I don't
it
TJ
up to
does
like,
that,
wasabi tastes like poison to me.
I agree.
Dude, wasabi is magical to me.
Oh
I'm like, you're
God.
Telling me I'm experiencing this much kick in that little.
You should go do it so it clears you out.
Yeah, you should get
but
some.
But a lot of the wasabi in the U.S. is not real
you're
wasabi.
Yeah.
You guys know this, right?
Yes,
I don't
it's imitation
I'm
wasabi.
Sure.
It's all imitation wasabi. It's not real.
I would assume.
It's just
I
like
just
some...
only eat the soy.
You
sauce.
Mean the ginger?
No, I don't eat the ginger.
Yeah, I don't like the ginger either.
Do you remember the episode of The Nanny where like she's like having sushi for the first time? She's like, what's this green stuff? And then she
oh
eats
my
it
God.
And she goes, wow, that really clears you up. Like her whole voice changed from on The Nanny because of the wasabi.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I love her. Fran.
Fran Drescher.
Yeah.
Did they tell you that one time she like?
Yes.
Oh, never mind.
Knew who you were and you didn't know who she was or something.
She goes, how have you been? I'm like, we've never met.
Good queen, how are you?
Okay, so I don't like a tomato, and I hate when people are like, you like ketchup, but not a tomato. I'm like, huh?
Carly could not agree with you more.
They're totally different.
Tomato is a fucking plate ruiner.
I agree.
If it's on a sandwich, the whole sandwich gets fucking juiced up.
Unless it's a BLT.
No.
But
I don't get the tomato hate.
It's
I get why people may not like it. It's not the best thing, but it's like... It deserves its place at the table.
Not on my table.
I love a tomato. I love I don't like it on sandwiches unless it's a BLT, just because of it makes it soggy.
Yes.
So that's like that for me. It's not because I don't like the taste of the tomato. It's just the texture becomes too much.
I don't like it
on burgers, yes, because then it gets
too wet. What about with like
wet,
the mozzarella on,
yes,
top?
Yes, I will
stuff,
eat a caprese salad.
Or yeah, just, was caprese salad a salad, or like just have caprese?
Yeah.
You never just like had that?
Yeah, with basil, tomato, and mozzarella.
Yeah,
just, if there's a chunk of tomato on my fucking plate, bang, I flick it off.
Damn.
Get the fuck out of
here.
I
love that. That's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, we had that like for dinner all the time as like a kid. Or like, ooh, it was like, it would just to get started. My dad would make it all the time. So
the
I'm
texture
used,
and the taste.
Yeah, the watery, juicy, like, grow.
I remember the first time I tried when I was in like my mom's friends. She had like a little garden of tomatoes and they were like the round, like
cherry,
Roma tomatoes or something. Yeah.
Cherry.
Yeah, probably cherry tomato. And they're like, she was like, yeah, just pop one in. And I was not expecting it to like burst. I thought it was gonna be like an apple. I put it in and I was like, this is so nice. It was like probably a really bad way to like try a tomato
and
for
just
the first time.
You?
I think so. But I was like,
ugh. Yeah, we would get like a thing of cherry tomatoes and I would literally just eat them like candy.
Yeah.
I wish I liked them because it sounds like a really refreshing like snack.
It's such a, again, like an Aperol spritz, it's a summer
daytime.
Yeah, put some pepper
food
on it.
And I don't like pepper.
Oh,
olive
pepper
oil
on like a tomato.
Yeah, do a little salt. Yeah.
Cilantro, can't do it.
Oh, I love a cilantro.
It will ruin a fucking meal.
You have the gene where it tastes like soap?
Genes are passed
soap
down.
Is not the thing. Everyone, I don't know who started this fucking lie that it tastes like soap. It's not soap. It's probably what you were saying.
It's like cum. I'm sorry.
You would know.
Hey, listen.
It tastes like dirt. Like, as if, like, I took a handful of, like, your potted plant and rubbed it all over your fucking thing.
Like matcha.
And it's instant. Like, I went to one of the times I was in New York and I got, like, a tomato soup, but it was tomato soup full of fucking cilantro. I took one sip and I, like.
Wait, you like tomato soup, though, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
But tomato soup does taste like tomatoes.
I love tomato soup.
It's not the texture or the taste of tomatoes.
There's something about like the when they char it and like grill it, and they're also pouring cream and other things in it that it's like.
Yeah, I love tomato soup.
Oh my
God. The Panera tomato soup is so good.
I want some meat in it, though. A
grilled cheese
to me is too simple.
No,
I want some sausage in it, like chunks of sausage. Like, I'd much rather get broccoli cheddar soup, a clam chowder, chicken noodle soup. Tomato, even though I respect its place, to me, that just sounds like a bunch of tomato, and
yeah,
I'm
but
just
it's,
gulping it up.
I feel like tomato soup, like I'm never eating tomato soup on its own. Like it's always accompanied by like a grilled cheese or something else that you then use as like a sauce.
Or like croutons in it, make it crunchy. And, like,
yeah.
A grilled cheese dip is.
No, it's the best thing on earth.
The best. Oh my God. Yeah, that's what we got when we did our podcast meeting at Granville.
They do have a really good
tomato soup
and grilled cheese, like it's bomb.
But is there a thing like that, like if it's in your food you're just like, oh, fuck, I can't eat the rest
goat
of this.
Cheese.
Goat cheese, disgusting.
Goat cheese ruins it.
Disgusting.
Ruins it.
It's so bad.
I love goat cheese.
I feel like I used to not like it, but I like it
There's
a lot.
There's something about it that is like,
I like that it's just a little like
it
creamy.
Dominates. It's like,
it does. Ugh. Yeah.
And I'll play nice.
I can't even pretend. Muscle it down.
I play nice with tomatoes. I don't make a big deal. I'll just take it off of my fucking
sandwich. We should do like we did for Patreon with the beer, different kinds of cheese.
Oh.
I can't
actually
do that.
Don't even know if I would like that.
Manchego.
Wait, blindly guess what cheese is
like American.
No,
cheddar.
I couldn't do it.
Really?
I think it'd be so easy.
Me
but
too. Feta.
Maybe we should do it now that we're
mozzarella.
But just the texture.
They're also
of it.
Different.
No, I think
yeah.
the texture will just give it away. Like feta.
Yeah. Are we looking at it? Or are we blindly putting it in our mouths?
Yeah, we feed it to each other.
While he's sick.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out though if I really do like if I like Swiss or I really hate Swiss cheese.
I don't like
cheese.
Swiss cheese.
Like I cuz I order certain sandwiches and it comes on it and I'm like,
yeah, I don't like
I
it
don't
either.
Know if I like this cheese or not.
That's how I feel too.
Or I think it's a pretty
I don't know if I like provolone either.
Oh, I love provolone cheese.
I don't know. I'm
I don't like Swiss.
What about a cheese stick?
Love.
What's
love.
A cheese stick?
What?
Like a the peel? Like
string cheese.
Oh, string cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're okay.
I love
it. I feel gross.
Some people call mozzarella sticks cheese sticks.
Oh,
I just call it string cheese or a cheese stick. It doesn't
string
matter.
Cheese, but I feel gross eating it. I feel like my life is not going well. Why am I like?
I like it before dinner when like, we're cooking, but I want to have a little something. I have a little string cheese while I'm cooking.
Are or you, like a little baby bell?
Yeah.
Are you biting it or are you peeling it?
Peel.
Peel.
I peel it with my teeth. Like I sink my tooth in and then
That's what I do.
Oh, yeah. I use my hands.
Do you ever try to make it really, really tiny?
Of course. You're
like, how small yeah. can I get
how
it?
How small can you go? Yeah. How small can you go?
You're braiding it.
Yeah.
And the what'd you
Baby
say?
Baby Bell?
That's the, like the red wax one?
Yeah.
Oh, I never enjoy. I love the branding. I think they look really fun.
Oh my God, they're so the good. Bell. That's what we give Paris her Prozac in every night.
Oh, a little
the Baby Bell.
That's how I take yeah. my Prozac.
Yeah. But we're like, do you want your Prozac?
She's,
and she gets
your dog's
so
depressed?
Excited. No, she's anxiety.
Yeah. She might be depressed.
She's not
from
depressed.
Her anxiety.
You got another topic you're pulling up?
No, do you want me to?
Oh, I thought that's what you were doing.
Oh, no, sorry. There was just something urgent that came through across my desk.
Oh,
wait. There's Uh-oh. Only one letter that doesn't appear in any state name. What letter is it?
One letter that doesn't appear in any Z? State name.
X.
Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
Q.
X.
Q.
Albuquerque.
Bingo. That's a city.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
Wait, Q.
Texas.
Oh, duh. God damn it.
How do you say the name of the state that he's from?
Texas?
Texas.
Hear it?
Yeah.
I pointed this out. Matt says Texas with a Z at the end.
Well, we also say like one syllable.
Say it.
Texas.
Texas.
Two syllables.
But I know, but it's like Texas.
And he's saying Z, and we say Texas with an
Texas.
S at the end.
Like I.
But also, it's a big state. A lot of people say it very differently.
Texas.
Texas.
No, Texas.
Do you Hunting Wives?
Texas.
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's all about like Texas. Funny.
Texas.
You'll like it. It's
yeah.
funny.
Texas.
There's lots of boobs.
Lots of girl on girl.
In what show?
Really? What's the name?
Hunting Wives.
Got
yeah,
it.
Literally when I was watching it, I was like, Matt would love
it's Brittany Snow.
This.
She's
you
like,
see Brittany Snow's boobs in it?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Mike's ex-girlfriend.
Who's Brittany Snow?
She follows me.
She
it's
does?
The girl that you met at their party. Who
yes,
you
didn't know
to.
Who Brittany Snow was.
Oh,
yes.
The girl who
you
wanted
should watch
to,
it.
Yeah.
She's nice.
Message her and be like, just watch your show.
Oh, yeah. I should.
Hey,
I'm watching.
Hey, Toots, nice tits.
Hey, Toots.
She was, yeah, that girl's really cute.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Hunting Wives was interesting. It's from a book. Like, I started watching it. At first, I was like, this is corny. And then I was like, wait, no, this is getting good. And it's like, I think it's supposed to be like kind of campy, like.
Yeah.
A little
They're
bit.
Like making fun of.
Like soap opera vibe.
That's what I kind of got the vibe from the poster and stuff. Are you excited about The Long Walk? Should we go see that together?
Yeah, I'm down. Is it coming out soon?
Yeah, it's next month.
What?
Have you not seen the trailers for it? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm down. Yeah, we gotta go.
Odessa is going to be in the new Safdie movie.
Uh-huh.
Pretty fucking sick.
What's The Long Walk?
The Long Walk is a Stephen King book. It's set in this like dystopian alternate reality of America where every year 100 teenage boys enter a contest, a walking contest.
Oh, that's right.
You can't slow down, you can't stop, or you die.
You have to maintain a certain pace. And
can you sleep?
No, not really. I mean, some people like kind of sleepwalk, but there's people who will like just shoot you if you're just if
it's
you,
not
like,
a real thing.
No,
alternate dystopian version of the United States.
I mean,
States.
It might be the United States
Mark
in maybe
Hamill,
20 years.
Luke Skywalker plays like the marshal.
I can't wait.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's son plays it.
Oh, his son.
I'm excited because I feel like it's been enough time since the book. I don't like completely remember it,
yeah.
So it'll be like I don't think it'll be like oh this isn't as good.
Yeah, I mean, cool. I saw the trailer for it right before.
Weapons. Okay, we'll have to go see it.
Yeah,
Weapons.
And obviously, you guys can come if you want to see a scary movie.
No.
No, thank you.
I got to watch Weapons at home where I can turn the lights on, take
Not
a break.
Weapons.
September 12th.
Oh, my God.
I know. That's so soon.
Wow.
We go to the midnight premiere.
Yeah.
I don't think they
Invite
have
us,
anymore.
Please.
Huh?
No, or wait. Oh, actually go to the premiere.
I feel like Nolan would come too because I told him about the book. He was like, that sounds so good.
God. A Walk to Remember?
Oh, my God. The best.
No.
Narrate mine.
Who? Mandy Moore? And who's the boy?
Oh, Shane West.
Yeah, Shane
oh,
West.
not a famous guy.
I love that movie.
He was pretty booked and busy back then.
He's like, I feel like he's a big early 2000s actor.
The whole plot of A Walk to Remember is that he thinks this quiet girl's so cute, and he doesn't know like what her whole deal is. And the dad's like, stay away from her. He's like, what? What is it? She's like, she's cancer.
Yeah.
And he's like, well,
that's the
still
big
love
reveal
her.
Now at the end.
No,
I think midway through.
The dad
She's
needs
like
to kind of like
Christian,
allow
like,
his daughter to like enjoy love for the first time because this could be her last love. And he's learning to just respect that.
Oh, the songs that are so good.
I have such a bad story about that movie.
What?
I did not participate in this for the record. It was like ninth grade on some field trip, like a long field trip. And, you know, they used to have like a TV on the bus that we would watch a movie. And they put the this movie on, A Walk to Remember, and all the boys on the bus were like, okay, this movie, I've already seen it, and the girl has cancer. And when she says she has cancer, we're all going to bust out laughing and ruin the movie all the girls.
Bastards.
And I was like, I don't know. It was like ninth grade, dude, like on a school bus in the fucking 2000s. Yeah. And so,
what are their names?
Let's cancel them.
I couldn't name a single one from this fucking bus ride. But I just remember, like, all the girls were like crying because they had also seen it. It was like the scene where it's about to happen. The only scene I remember is where Mandy Moore turns to him and just goes, "And I have cancer." And then all the guys start laughing, and I was just like,
"Oh my god,
get me off this bus! This is a fucking nightmare." It's the only thing I remember.
I remember when I watched that when I was little, and I was eating. I was eating. What are they called? Snow caps. From like Blockbuster, probably. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna get cancer. Like, this is gonna get cancer. Like, I was like convinced. I was like, I will get cancer now. Like, I should not be eating these.
Is it worth rewatching as an adult? Walk to Remember?
I actually don't know.
No, there's so many better movies out there.
Like, I haven't seen The Notebook either. That's one I feel like I should
see. Watch The Notebook.
That one's like a class.
That's like a must.
I wanna see Ryan Gosling in his like peak.
Oh, have you
seen Riding in Cars with Boys?
I've never seen that.
I'm wondering if it's as good now, because I remember I loved it when I was little.
It was always on TV.
Yeah, it was.
Have you seen Half Nelson?
With Ryan Gosling?
Where he's like a teacher on heroin.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, it's really
good.
Sounds
like a good book. Was it a book?
Matt won't watch stuff like that.
What's it called?
What do you mean I won't watch stuff like that?
Drugs.
I said I don't like drug movies.
You said Hunter Biden couldn't be the president.
No, I'm not voting. I'm not voting for Hunter Biden. No.
He just did a third interview with Andrew Callahan.
Another one?
That just came out this morning.
Yes, and then Melania is suing him for $1 billion.
And then Andrew Callahan is like, so we have this letter from the president's wife who's like, wants me to take down the video and wants you to apologize to Melania Trump.
About what?
Because he
making
said
Epstein
that.
Epstein connections.
Yeah, he said that.
She introduced Epstein to Trump.
Jeffrey Epstein, according to a biographer, introduced Melania to Trump. Mm-hmm. And Hunter Biden said that in the interview. And so they sued for $1 billion.
$1 billion.
And so he goes, like, the beginning of the interview is like, so, Hunter, I have the lawsuit here. It wants me to take down the video and wants you to apologize. Are you ready to apologize? And he just goes, fuck that. And then the episode starts. And I was like, this
get
is
get him
fucking
in the White House.
Get him in Congress, at least. Yeah. He needs to be somewhere.
Wow.
Exposing the pedophilia.
But I should watch The Notebook.
Yes.
It's.
I'll watch it with
you. It's pretty long.
Is it? I'll watch it at 2x speed.
Yeah.
I remember when I watched it as a kid in like probably middle school, and it started, and I like said what the ending was going to be. And my friend was like, how did you know? Oh. I can just tell.
And who's the girl in it?
Rachel
McAdams. Yes.
All right. Probably not going to watch it anytime soon.
I'm going to watch the one we were talking about, the last video.
Oh.
The long
Keanu.
One?
Oh.
Point Break.
Yeah.
Oh my God,
that's what I'll do when I go home.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching and listening to this episode. If you haven't already, please like, please comment, please leave a review. Your support means the world. And if it's your birthday, happy birthday. Toodaloo. Big
toodaloo.
Kisses.
Bye.